Welcome to Let's Talk Libraries podcast. Join me, Denise Wilson, as I have conversations with people who are passionate about libraries and have stories to share.
I'm Scottish, and for the last 23 years I've lived in New Zealand, Aotearoa. In today's episode, my friend and colleague, Troy Tuho, and I chat about my experience creating my pepeha, my personal introduction in Te Reo Māori, and how he helped me. Troy Tuho is team leader, the Matapuna Ki Manako, library executive, Auckland University of Technology, and he's an appointed member to the Lianza Council. Kia ora, Troy.
Kia ora, Denise.
Right, we're going to do a short recording of the process that we went through to help me with my pepeha, my personal introduction. And it would be great, I think, if, first of all, if you might explain what a pepeha is and what the significance of it is.
Sure. So, pepeha, as you said, as your personal introduction, and the reason we do pepeha is so that the people present at where you're speaking can connect to you. So they can form these connections based on your family, your location, where you've worked, where you've been to school. And it's that sort of one-to-one connection that they can make with you at that time.
So the reason that it became critical that I get my act together was because now that I'm on with you on Lianza Council, I wanted to be able to introduce myself, make that connection. When I ran a workshop at the Lianza Conference, October, November 2023. And I really didn't know how to go about that. And explained to you and your colleague, Kim Tyree, in fact, your boss.
My boss, the big boss of the library, yes.
The big boss of AUT Libraries. And then we went through a process from there, which I couldn't have imagined, in terms of how you helped me. Now, I don't know if you want to jump in at this point and explain a little bit of what that was like, having this this woman throw her vulnerability at you and say, help me.
So, I mean, I'm a librarian and basically, and and my remit is to help people. I mean, the reason I got into the profession is about helping people. So whenever someone asks for help, then I will help them to the best of my abilities. And in your case, I was able to help a little bit more than if it had been another subject. So I sort of just said absolutely. And then we ended up in the process of emails. You sent me a rather sketchy pepeha to start off with via email, which I then looked at sort of altered and amended so that it was grammatically correct, but also made sense.
So I think I must say where I got that sketchy pepeha from. I didn't want to do something formulaic, but at the same time, I had no idea how to start it. And so I did find some things on YouTube, and then I had kind of written out in English what I wanted to say. And Google Translate helped me to make it even more sketchy. So what we ended up with was a mishmash of my learnings, which at that point I sent to you. And that's when you, I think, yes, we did it by email, but you were also interested enough to ask the questions about what did I really want to convey. So, you know, I tried to translate some words and it wasn't necessarily the meaning that I wanted to get across. Yeah. So I think that was amazing. But then you kind of sent that back, and then you went the extra mile.
And recorded my voice, yes. So, I mean, that's something that, I mean, I've done in the past, and something that I will continue to do, because I know one of the big fears for people is pronunciation and getting things wrong.
Definitely.
I mean, that also applies to myself. If there's a Māori piece of if I'm helping someone with karakia, I won't just send a karakia. I'll send that with a translation, with a sound bite of my voice and how the pronunciation of that.
And in fact, you did that for me too. You did the karakia too, and the karakia being the prayer, which can be secular. It's not necessarily of a religious denomination, but yes. So that's exactly what you did. And then you also gave me the advice that because I was freaking out about having to memorize this and then getting it wrong when I was under pressure at the beginning of a workshop, and you gave me the advice to put it onto a PowerPoint slide, mm-hmm. and choose some images that went with it. And I think that really added to it. It added a personal level. It added to the interest of the audience. And this is going on the feedback that I got from doing it. And it took away the fear from me that I had to have it all off pat. I had to have memorized it so I could just talk through it. And it felt like, because you'd helped me and because we'd gone through a process, it felt like I was being respectful, which is what I wanted to be. It mm-hmm. felt like I was able to be authentic, which is also what I wanted to be, and share some real stuff about me that seemed to connect with the people who were there. So I guess if we were to sum up from that journey, I think one thing I would definitely say that is that I ended up the richer for it from having gone through the process, and the richer from it because out of it all, you and I have become good friends, which we didn't know each other as well at the beginning of it. So they say that there's something about showing your vulnerability, about sharing a journey together, that kind of brings people closer. So that was definitely a big benefit for me. And so if we were to summarize, or if you were to summarize, putting you on the spot, for someone who's thinking about crafting their own pepeha but isn't sure how to go about it, or is in an organization where, and this was some of the feedback that I got, it's very much done along the lines of a template and formulaic, and they're not necessarily comfortable with that as Pākehā, as non-Māori, trying to find something that's authentic for them. What would be some of the things to, some of the tips that you would give?
So the biggest thing, and I think this comes through, is ask for help. I'm not sure about throwing your vulnerability at people, but I mean, asking for help, that's sort of the very first step. And that can be from a trusted Māori friend, a colleague, or a lot of organizations now, if you're in a large organization, have Māori specific roles that help with that. And yes, they probably will have put in that formulaic template, but there are things that you can do. So a bit like what we did. I mean, we were lucky. There was no template for yours. But being authentic and crafting that story so that your connections to the people in that space that you're sharing can form those connections with you. And the other thing I'll say is that most, I would say 90% of Māori who are able to help you will help you, and will help you fully.
So being open, being curious, and maybe not throwing your vulnerability out there, as you correctly say, but not not being afraid to share and ask for help, as you said.
And I mean, so I think the worry is that there's this template, but you're not sure that you can see where you fit in that, or you're not comfortable with that. The talking to, like I said, a trusted Māori friend or colleague, or the specialist in your organisation, in itself shows that you're being open, shows that you're being curious, shows that you want to be authentic, and helps them to help you.
Yeah. And then, as far as I'm concerned, there were also the unexpected benefits. Yes, it's about connection when you actually deliver your pepeha, but for me, the unexpected benefits of going through the process to get to my pepeha were the connection of, you know, you can have new and deeper friendships from the process. Cool. Well, thank you, Troy. And
you're very welcome.
I think we've done the short version, and if people are interested, there is a longer version when you and I wax lyrical and have the long dialogue about the process that we went through.
A meandering dialogue.
I think we might have been enjoying it too much.
I think so.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.